Morning Watch, crossing the Jordan River and being prepared for battle, week 3, Saturday. Related verses, Joshua 5:3, and Joshua made knives of flint and circumcised the children of Israel at Gibeth Haraloth. Colossians 2:11, in him also you were circumcised with a circumcision not made with hands in the putting off of the body of the flesh in the circumcision of Christ. Romans 8:13, for if you live according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the practices of the body, you will live. Galatians 5:24, but they who are of Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its lusts. Joshua 5:10, and the children of Israel camped in Gilgal, and they held the Passover on the 14th day of the month, in the evening on the plains of Jericho. 1 Corinthians 5:7, purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened, for our Passover Christ has been sacrificed. Matthew 26:26-28, and as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup and gave thanks, and he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Related reading. Although the Israelites had been disciplined, trained, and qualified after crossing the Jordan, they still needed further preparation before they attacked the Canaanites. Joshua 5 covers four matters of intrinsic significance. The first item is circumcision. Circumcision is a continuation of the burial in the death of Christ. By crossing the River Jordan, Israel's old man was buried, and they came out to become the new man. This was an objective work done by God. Israel still needed to apply it to their flesh. Therefore, they prepared knives of flint to cut off their foreskins. This cutting was their application of what God had done in the crossing of the River Jordan by cutting off their flesh to roll away the reproach of Egypt. They were buried and resurrected both actually and practically. In the New Testament, circumcision means the constant application of the Lord's death to our flesh. Romans 6:3-4 says that we have been baptized into the death of Christ and buried with him. But Romans 8:13 and Galatians 5:24 tell us that we should apply the circumcision of the cross to our flesh by the Spirit. In fact, our flesh has already been crucified. But in practicality, we need to crucify the flesh day by day. This is the reality and practicality of remaining in the death and burial of Christ, and this is the significance of circumcision. The second item of intrinsic significance in Joshua 5 is the Passover. The feast of the Passover was held to remember Israel's redemption from the death judgment on the firstborn sons and their salvation from Egypt and from the tyranny of Pharaoh. This is a type of the Lord's table. Our portion today is not death, but the partaking and enjoying of Christ at his table. Israel's keeping of the Passover typifies the believer's keeping of the Lord's table to remember the Lord's redemption and salvation. The Lord Jesus established his table with the bread and the cup to replace the feast of the Passover. He has fulfilled the type, and now he is the real Passover to us. The third item of intrinsic significance is the eating of the produce of the good land. Both the manna and the produce of the good land typify Christ. The fourth item of intrinsic significance concerns the captain of Jehovah's army. The children of Israel were ready. They had been circumcised, they had enjoyed the Passover, and they had enjoyed the produce of the good land. However, they still needed a captain. Then Joshua saw a vision in which Christ was unveiled as the captain of Jehovah's army. Joshua was the visible commander, but Christ was the invisible one. Before the children of Israel attacked the Canaanites, they were fully prepared and qualified with Christ, the embodiment of God, as their captain. When they attacked Jericho, they did this under the commanding of the captain, typified by the ark. The ark, a type of Christ, who was their commander-in-chief, took the lead to attack the enemies. To prepare to possess the good land, we need to enter into these four items. We need to deal with the flesh, enjoy the Lord's table, enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the produce of the good land, and see a vision of Christ, the embodiment of God, as our captain.